Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. No matter your age, whether you have children my children's age, or you're an adult and you need this message, remember, your performance does not define your person. It is easy to get wrapped up in achievements, making district teams, hitting star bonuses, qualifying for trips, and on and on and on. To not let that get in your head, that if you do not hit those accomplishments, your person does not hold as much value. This week, that's what the message is in Monday Morning Manager. So, without further ado, here we go. Symptoms. Fully dressed in his umpire gear, Gary was behind the plate calling the third inning of his son's Little League baseball game. The kid on the mound was so good, he was picking apart the corners of the plate on almost every single pitch. Although Gary was calling them the way he saw them, there were so many close calls that it didn't take long for the parents in the bleacher crowd to start riding him with the usual insults, heckles, and personal attacks. As the game went on, it was harder and harder for Gary to feel confident about his choice to be an umpire in the first place, let alone trying to call the next pitch in a way that would please the crowd. Diagnosis. Just like this baseball game, the world of business is full of people with enough opinions or reactions about your performance to occasionally send the best umps, reps, or managers running for safety. What sounds like personal attacks often results in an unwillingness to stay the course or a hesitancy to take the normal risks in doing what has to be done. When that thinking takes hold, then it is easy to become a self-defeated fence sitter to the point where they are simply holding themselves hostage to every single external circumstance that comes their way. Uncertainty sets in when it feels personal, and it's just a matter of time before some people no longer want to expose themselves to the negative vibes. The disconnect in that kind of thinking is that the reactions of others does not make you a loser, a bum, or an idiot. But Gary had an advantage that most of the dissenters did not know about. Because of his training, Gary knew that whatever others thought of his performance as an ump, as good as he was, had absolutely nothing to do with his self-esteem, his value as a person, or getting his emotions fulfilled doing his duties. He did not confuse his role with his personal value because he knew how to separate them. Prescription. Unlike many business people or sales reps who can just quit doing the painful stuff, Gary did not have a choice to simply walk away in the middle of the game. Sure, there's always room for improvement in your performance, but you have to stay in the game mentally in order to measure your progress. So, Gary decided he would just call balls and strikes to the best of his ability, regardless of how the crowd reacted to his every move. The equivalent of calling balls and strikes in the business world is to deliberately prospect, set appointments, ask the tough questions, walk away from bad business, face the competition, or make any of the other tough calls that have to be made every day. Just call balls and strikes and don't take it personal. Critical thinking. Be sure to review the list as you navigate the field of play. You are much better than what you may believe. You must constantly exercise conscious choice. There is nothing to fear but fear itself. You are ultimately responsible for your own success. Avoid thinking you need to get your emotional needs met on the job. The drill. To start our drill this week, let's have the final thoughts for the morning. The man who does not value himself cannot value anything or anyone. That's from Ayn Rand. And the drill, you guys know it by this point. Please send us how your three stated goals from last week went. Did you accomplish them? Did you use your growth dynamics tactics? Can we help you get back on track, or can we celebrate with you? We always love to hear what's happening and if you're staying the course. And this week, what are your three most important goals to accomplish? How do you plan on actually accomplishing them or putting the work in to make them become a reality? We hope you have a great week, and we can't wait to have you tune in next week for another installment of Monday Morning Manager.